Thank you, Madam President. I do want to talk about the fertilizer plant that is going in Lee County. I'm really excited about this plant. You see, in all of Iowa, there's rural areas, and there's not a lot of economic engines. And in southeast Iowa, there's really no economic engine, and here we have a great opportunity to create something really special, something so special that it's going to create jobs, and there's going to be a lot of trickle-down effects, especially to farming. It's noted that the farmers are going to have a savings of approximately $740 million. Now, I know some people don't understand that how important this is. Johnson County, for instance, has the University of Iowa. All right, that's a huge economic engine. It's a benefit. Over the last few years, they got $914 million in tax money. $914 million. Okay, what is Orascom truly getting? Let's think about this. They're actually getting, all right, in hand, they're getting $600,000 of cash, taxpayer money, and they're getting another $600,000 of forgivable loans. I think it totals $1.2 million. Now, if they are successful, and if they do well, then they have the ability to not having to pay approximately $100 million worth of taxes. Okay, now this is only if it's built and only if it does well. This ain't a handout. All right, this ain't a handout like what happens in Johnson County. No, no, no. This is if everything is successful. Now, if you really do your homework, you would realize that over the last 10 years, all the companies that we have given tax credits to, they only take back about 35 to 40%. So in this case, we're looking at, we offered them $100 million of tax credits, so in essence, they'll probably, at the end of the day, totally take approximately, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, $50 million. Okay? And this is if they're successful. I mean, this is if it's really built. Now, I'm just saying this, and I want to go back another 10 years. In 2000, I think it was 2003, we gave Wells Fargo, we gave them a check, okay? Under the Vilsack administration, we gave them a check of $10 million. We just said, here it is, here's $10 million, okay? And was that a problem back then? I don't remember hearing all this negative comments back then. How about in 2007, we gave, I think it was $248 million in tax credits to various businesses under the Culver administration, okay? And now we cap it, okay? We cap it under the Branstad administration. It's only $120 million that we can give total, okay? Back then, we didn't have a cap. We were going crazy with tax credits. And yet today, we're angry and we're upset because we helped out the poorest area in Iowa. We helped out a county that has 9.1% unemployment. Who really cares about the low-income people? Who really cares about middle-income people? Huh? I think the governor has done a great job, and I think he's looking out for all of Iowans, and he's looking out for the place that doesn't have an economic engine, and now they're going to get one. And I truly applaud that, and I'm excited to see it happen. And I'm hoping the whole body can look at this deal and say, what a great deal. We gave them nothing unless they are very successful. Thank you, Madam President.